Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures mid to upper 40s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop down to the mid 30s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny skies up into the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, mid 40s. For Friday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures at 70 degrees. Currently, it's 31.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska is the area's land roller headquarters. They carry the Mandelco line of land rollers and stubble crunchers, as well as Summers Manufacturing Super Rollers. Producers are seeing the many jobs a land roller can do on the farm. Firm the seed bed, break up and crush the corn stalks while laying them down to protect your expensive tires on your equipment. Leveling rough ground, helping kill and plant cover crops. Call New Frontier Ag for all your land roller needs. Rentals are available. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989 or newfrontierag.com. This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Tyson Foods announcing it will build a chicken processing plant in western Tennessee. The plant will be up and running by 2019, providing more than 1,500 new jobs. The $300 million plant will be built in the city of Humboldt. Tyson has already invested money in Tennessee as it announced $84 million expansion of its plant in Union City. Tyson chose Humboldt for its new site over several other locations in the state. A similar plant was proposed for Leavenworth County, Kansas, but public backlash over the plant kept it from getting any footing. There were three other locations discussed as potential replacement sites. Kansas Department of Agriculture officials issued a statement congratulating Tennessee on the announcement. And the communications director, Heather Lansdowne, said Tyson officials are still interested in building a production plant in Kansas, but those plans don't look to be happening anytime in the near future. The fifth round of the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations wrapped up on Tuesday. The talks relatively quiet. Canadian negotiators haven't been making many counteroffers to U.S. proposals. Instead, they're using the closed-door meetings to challenge American proposals with data and ask for explanations of why the U.S. feels the need for certain things to change. The strategy is reported to be increasingly irritating to U.S. negotiators, who say it does little to advance progress in negotiations. On the last day in Mexico City, negotiators focused on agriculture, as well as technical barriers to trade, auto rules of origin, dispute settlement, and investment. The ag industry is still working to convince officials of just how negative the effect on agriculture a pullout would be. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
It's your land. You know what you need to run your farm operation. And it's a lot more than just seed and soil, livestock and farm machinery. That's why we're here to design a plan that fits your farm, your family, and your life. We're local and we're here to help you grow. Stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Two Democrats running for Kansas governor say they'll support the creation of a statewide office to handle complaints about government practices. Democrats Josh Svatty and Carl Brewer say they support the establishment of a state auditor position. The move is opposed by Republican candidate Secretary of State Chris Kobach. Creating such an auditing position would entail a state constitutional amendment requiring approval from two-thirds of the legislature and most voters. A 26-year-old man has pled no contest in the killing of a 7-month-old girl in 2015 in the Kansas City suburb of Shawnee, Kansas. Aaron Peck was initially charged with first-degree murder and child abuse in the death of Annalise McHenry Widmer. Peck shared an apartment with the girl's mother. Prosecutors dismissed the child abuse charge as part of the plea agreement. Sentencing for the second-degree murder charge is scheduled for January 31st. I'm Stephanie Austin.
The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week is on now, with deals across every department. That's all the deals you're looking for, all in one place, available wherever you are. Plus, get free shipping on over 100 million items with eligible orders over $25. Good times. The Amazon Black Friday Deals Week, from November 17th to 24th.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Friday only, save up to 50% on select gifts throughout the store. Plus, save 50% on 300-count Celebrations LED Christmas lights, now just $9.99 after instant savings. And for even more savings, print out our online coupon to save 50% on a regularly priced item under $30. So save big on Black Friday all day long at your neighborhood Ace.
Coupon valid on November 24th, limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon. Lights offer valid for Ace Rewards members. Only at participating stores.
A 3-year-old girl from Kansas who was allegedly killed by her mother's boyfriend in Florida earlier this month will be laid to rest this weekend. Adeline Merrill's funeral will be held Saturday in Lincoln, Kansas. KTV says that Adeline died on November 10th. Her mother's boyfriend is accused of kicking the little girl in the head. Corey Hagwell is charged with first-degree murder and aggravated child abuse. A children's shelter director will be the next leader of a troubled state agency that's tasked with protecting youth from abuse and neglect. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier has selected Gina Meyer Hummel as the secretary for the Department of Children and Families. She's been involved in the Kansas social system for decades and serves on a task force examining the foster care system. Before becoming the director of the children's shelter in Lawrence, she served in positions with the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and DCF. Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say a 16-year-old student attempted to sexually assault a teacher at a Western Nebraska high school. The boy was arrested Monday a few blocks from Gearing High School. Court records say the boy is charged with attempted sexual assault, terroristic threats, and the use of a weapon to commit a felony. Police say the boy used a pocket knife to threaten the teacher, who was not injured. 5 people have pled not guilty to charges that they conspired to rob banks in Lincoln. The 5 entered their pleas to the conspiracy counts Monday in U.S. District Court in Lincoln. Court records say that 7 banks were robbed for a total of more than $49,000 from May through October. 36-year-old Valerie M. Stevens from Eagle has pled not guilty to wire fraud. Stevens was alleged to have used business credit cards to obtain money and property from the Lincoln Family Wellness Center, where she worked as an office manager. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, The Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Kansas Highway Patrol, along with local law enforcement organizations throughout the state, will mobilize to participate in the annual Special Traffic Enforcement Program campaign through the Thanksgiving weekend. Highways and byways will be busy with holidays travelers. It's predicted to be one of the highest travel Thanksgivings in recent history. Be aware of additional traffic, allowing additional travel time. Make sure your vehicle's in good working order. Check your route for road conditions. And remember, this November is a peak time for car deer crashes in the state. Be aware. Local agencies promote safe Thanksgiving travel and urge drivers to be conscious. A Gage County warrant on a weapons violation was executed Sunday in Blue Springs, resulting in the arrest of William Clee, age 53, on charges of possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. He had a prior felony conviction in California and was a registered sex offender. Two rifles and a muzzleloader were seized by authorities at his residence Sunday. Hanover Wildcat fans held a brief pep rally Tuesday afternoon in advance of Saturday's state championship football bid in Newton. School officials wanted students to be able to participate, and Tuesday was the final day for classes prior to the Thanksgiving holiday. Marysville Bulldog fans are encouraged to a pep rally at Homer Hansen Stadium Friday evening at 5:30 for a send-off of the team to Hutchinson. Marysville will face Sabetha Saturday afternoon. The Sabetha team is coached by Garrett Michael, son of Tom Michael, who was head football coach at MHS in the mid-1980s. Bridging the gap between K-State research and extension in U is the theme for a listening session being conducted across the state. Two sessions will be held, hosted by the River Valley Extension District in early December. The first is Monday, December 4th, 7 till 9, 4-H Conference Center on the Fairgrounds in Clay Center. The second on Tuesday, December 5th, 7 until 9 p.m. will be held at Bell Villa Family Dining in Belleville. Topics include identification of issues important to River Valley residents, prioritization of issues for educational materials and programming, and delivery methods that meet the needs of extension clientele. The public is urged to participate. For additional details, contact the River Valley District Extension Office. Shirley Little, age 87, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 11 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Little.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is the last weekend for the National Bridal Indoor Sidewalk Sale at Diane's Dresses in Wymore. You will not believe the huge markdowns Diane is making this week. Big savings on formal sample gowns. These gowns have got to go. Call Diane's Dresses for an appointment, 402-645-3168, to reserve your fitting room today.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are you going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hire a professional you can trust to conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmsted.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmsted family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmsted Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
30, 30, 35, another 40, make it a 40, make it a 40, now 5, 5, 5, make it a... Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. In the upper levels of the atmosphere, we have an upper level ridge, which is keeping things pretty mild for this time of year, above average temperatures, and a surface high pressure system, which is going to bring us sunny skies and dry weather over the next several days. So beautiful weather for Thanksgiving. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Wednesday, sunny skies, mid 40s, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear, dropping down to the mid 30s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Thanksgiving Day, sunny skies with a high near 62. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low near 44. As into Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies, temperatures up to 70 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low near 35. Looking ahead into the weekend, we'll continue with sunny skies, temperatures cooler, back down into the upper 50s. For Saturday night, mostly clear, low near 33. And that's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Average high temperature late November 52, record high in the state 75 in 2012. The average low 30 and a record low 7 degrees in 1937. Sunset this evening 5:04, sunrise in the morning at 7:14.
The odds of getting struck by lightning are getting smaller and smaller. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, November 22nd, the 326th day of the year. The Beatles' White Album was released on this day in 1968. Only a few decades ago, several hundred Americans were killed by lightning each year. That number has declined to a dozen or two. What's going on? Lightning hasn't decreased, but our culture has. The declining number of farmers may be the prime reason. Once the most likely victims of lightning strikes, there are fewer farmers out in the fields today. We're also spending less time outdoors in general. During bad weather, most of us are in cars or huddled indoors. Medical training gets some credit too, with emergency personnel now better equipped to treat victims. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Starlight Motel invites everyone to bring the entire family over to Main Street in Seneca on November 24th to watch Santa and Mrs. Claus arrive in town. They can't wait to hear what all the boys and girls would like for Christmas. From Starlight Motel in Seneca, newly remodeled rooms, reasonable rates, and free internet.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Svi Mikhailik scored 21 points. Udoka Azubuki added 20. And Kansas cruised to a resounding 114-71 victory over Texas Southern in the Jayhawks' first game of the Hoop Hall Miami Invitational. LeGerald Vick, Devontae Graham, and Marcus Garrett all finished with double-double as Vick posted 19 points and 10 rebounds. Graham had 17 points and 11 assists, and Garrett logged 13 points and 11 boards. From Jayhawk hoops to Jayhawk football, Coach David Beatty has stripped his captains of their status after the trio refused to shake the hand of Oklahoma's Baker Mayfield last week. Mayfield also lost his captaincy after he grabbed his crotch and cursed at the Jayhawks' bench in the course of the game. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care. Oh, thank goodness Boot Barn was there with holiday specials you'll want to share. Cody James and Cheyenne boots, what a beautiful pair. $20 off select boots and $10 off jeans. These specials have been packaged with care. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/expand. That's ZipRecruiter.com/expand.
Kansas State quarterback Jesse Ertz will need surgery on his ailing knee and miss the remainder of the season, while backup Alex Delton remains sidelined after sustaining two concussions. That means Skylar Thompson will again start Saturday against Iowa State. He led the Wildcats to an upset of Oklahoma State last weekend in Stillwater. Landry Shamet scored 19 points, Connor Frankamp added 13, and number 6 Wichita State rode its second-half defense into the Maui Invitational title game with an 80-66 victory over Marquette yesterday. Wichita State will now face the winner between number 13 Notre Dame and LSU in today's title game. And after guiding Kansas State to its first road win over a top 10 opponent since 2012, Hall of Fame coach Bill Snyder has been named the Dodd Trophy Coach of the Week. The announcement made yesterday by the Bobby Dodd Coach of the Year Foundation. Mid-America Network Sports.
Football fans, tickets still remain for K-State's final game of the season as the Wildcats host the Iowa State Cyclones this Saturday after Thanksgiving, November 25th in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. A Wildcat 4-pack is just $149, and Ahern Fund members and season ticket holders can purchase general admission tickets for just $35. Get your tickets today at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS. Don't miss the final K-State football home game Saturday, November 25th. Go Cats!
State football coverage live Saturday. Marysville meets Sabetha in Hutchinson. 1 o'clock kickoff, 12:45 pregame coverage on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover faces Hodgman County in Newton. 3:30 kickoff, 3:15 pregame live on FM 95.5. A special preview with coaches Matt Hoyer and Dustin Hoyer airs following sports Thursday and Friday evenings at around 5:20 on KNDY.
How to plan your holiday party. Step 1, venue. Landau Lanes is a roomy private conference center for mixing and mingling and dining for up to 200 people, plus audio-visual equipment for presentations. Step 2, catering. Landau Lanes makes everything on-site for a scrumptious spread for your guests, and a full bar is available for your event. Step 3, entertainment. In addition to bowling, Landau Lanes offers big screen TVs, darts, shuffleboard, and a pool table. So planning your holiday party is as easy as 1-2-3 Landau Lanes. Call today to book your party, 619-6111.
This holiday season, Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance wants to wish our troops a happy Thanksgiving. From Olson's Right-of-Way and Maintenance in Seneca, call Brett at 785-336-7101 for all your commercial and residential needs. Little big dump trucks, no job too big or small. C&K Services is wishing you and yours a happy Thanksgiving, full of heartwarming things to be thankful for, like the sharing of holiday comfort foods and making new memories with loved ones that will be cherished for a lifetime. Have a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving from C&K Services in Sabetha.
Add the unique Easy Care succulent Burrow's Tail to your indoor garden or give as a gift to a gardening friend. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This sedum is grown for the unique foliage. The thick gray-green triangular leaves overlap along the stem, inspiring the common name. Small, dark pink flowers that may appear in spring or summer are just an added bonus. Grow the succulent in bright light with several hours of direct sun. Plant in a shallow container filled with well-drained potting mix. Water thoroughly when the top few inches of soil are dry. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer. This sedum is native to southern Mexico and will not tolerate temperatures below 45 degrees. Move the plant to a cool, brightly lit location and allow the soil to dry for a rest period in winter. This will also help encourage spring blooms. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
He was simply known as the greatest and the champ. He had the physical abilities to take him to the top of his sport and the social abilities that drew large crowds. His story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. She has a resume few could attempt to rival.
I'm a former world boxing champion, undefeated, 24-0, 21 knockouts, 4 world titles, and I have become a fitness and wellness expert, a television host, and an author.
That's quite an accomplishment in itself, and she just happens to be the daughter of Muhammad Ali. She is Layla Ali.
I can't compare it to anything else because it's the only life that I know. But I will tell you that my father loves people. So there's always lots of people around. He was always entertaining. Whenever we would go somewhere, he would draw a crowd. And he used to carry this black briefcase. And it had magic tricks in it. It had pre-signed autographs. And he was literally, everywhere we go, be stuck for like 2 or 3 hours.
It was a unique childhood, and one that taught her about giving of time and talents to others.
And I remember just driving down the street, my father in his Rolls Royce, having us all packed in there with the top down. And then he'd pull over. You know, oftentimes he'd see someone homeless and give them a $100 bill. He was just that kind of guy. So I just think of my father as a very giving person.
Looking back, there are several factors she believes made him a popular figure globally.
I think, for one, being the heavyweight champ of the world was a big deal back then. And then being so pretty, right, like he used to say, and being so charismatic, being so friendly at the same time, but a beast in the ring. He had a special energy about him.
But Layla has done much in her own right, and our conversation continues next time as we travel the countryside in Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm Andrew McCray.
It's perfectly fine to keep your rabbits outside in their hutch for the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bunnies don't mind the cold as much as we do, but they will need protection from harsh weather as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
As we're bundling up for colder temperatures, your rabbits are wondering what the big deal is. They're hardy critters, and it's fine to leave them outside in their hutches as long as they're protected from rain, snow, and wind. Bob Bennett raises rabbits and has also written several books about them. He says a cozy winter rabbit hutch will be made of wire with a roof, sides, and a cover in the front for when the weather is bad. You might be tempted to put wood shavings or straw on the floor of the hutch for extra protection. But Bennett says bedding is not a good idea.
It gets wet from urine. Then it gets mixed with manure, like a big manure urine pancake, and it freezes to the floor. What happens is the rabbits start sitting on it. Their feet are warmer, and they start to melt it. And when they melt it, you're starting to get foot problems, and they wind up sometimes with sore hocks.
Rabbits need extra food in the winter since they're expending energy to keep warm. Bennett says to handle the bunnies to make sure their body composition is in good shape and not getting too fat or too thin. They also need water, and it can be tricky to keep it from freezing. Bennett says there are several options, including a metal pan with taps that hook onto the side of the hutch.
A good way to do this is to fill it about halfway up in the morning. Put some warm water in there. It'll soon get cold. It'll freeze. But they can lick some ice until evening when you come and you fill it up the rest of the way. And so then that'll freeze overnight, and then in the morning you can do the same thing.
Rabbits are most comfortable in temperatures around 50 degrees. Keeping them in a shed or barn would be perfect, but don't close them up too tight because they need adequate ventilation. Find more tips for housing rabbits in the wintertime at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
O Lord of my heart, not be all else to me save that thou art. Thou my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, thy presence, my light, be thou my wisdom, and thou my true word. High ever with me,
Sales are picking up for combines and big tractors, both new and used. The Farm Journal report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs in small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
Certain models of four-wheel drive tractors are selling at auction for prices not seen in more than 2 years. Greg Peterson tracks auction prices at MachineRepeat.com.
These guys got to be aggressive, and they can't have downtime. So what it does is it focuses the interest on the very best condition used, and that's why we're seeing these competitive prices. Folks are just more optimistic.
At Heritage Tractor, a John Deere dealership in Adrian, Missouri, Jeremy Knuth says local farmers had a great crop.
We've already had customers upgrade combines because of the yields. They're smaller combines, not enough capacity. So, yeah, it's definitely having an impact.
One of the local farmers is Kyle Stutzman of Garden City, Missouri.
We're already looking forward to 2018 and putting the fertilizer down and maybe not cutting as many corners as we thought we was going to have to. There's profit here, so that always makes you feel good at the end of the year.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, looks like that the fall harvest is wrapping up as the latest crop progress and condition report out late yesterday from USDA. And it shows 96% of soybeans now harvested, 90% of the corn as well. USDA expecting a new record high average yield for corn and all-time highs for soybean production following a record planted acreage. By the way, winter wheat planting is also complete. 88% of the nation's crop emerged. And good to excellent rating, well, 52%, but down 2 points from a week ago. We'll see the final corn and soybean production numbers and the first official winter wheat acreage estimate come out from USDA in January. Well, the fifth round of negotiations on the North American Free Trade Agreement have gotten off to a slow start and moved slowly this week. Negotiators are talking through about a dozen topics, but there hasn't been a whole lot of movement. But sources also say while progress has been slow, there hasn't been a whole lot of fireworks behind the scenes. Now, that is a change in tone from the last round in D.C. During previous rounds of negotiations, U.S. tabled several proposals that Canada and Mexico have objected to. The U.S. reported to be frustrated because Canada and Mexico hesitating to give counterproposals to U.S. positions on some key issues. The U.S. has made several proposals that have been referred to as poison pills, like the administration wanting to raise the Made in America requirement in the auto sector, as well as kill Canada's supply management program in dairy. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
High today so far for corn. December corn currently up a half a cent, 345 a half. March up 0.75 cents at 357. December KC wheat up 2 at 422 and a quarter. March KC wheat up 1.75 cents at 439 and a half. January soybeans up 7.75 cents at 996 3/4. March beans up 7.75 cents at 1008. Later months are all up by 7-8 cents and more. So a positive day for soybeans and bean meal. December bean meal is up $6.30 at $324.60. January is up $6.40 at $326.80. The rub comes in with soy oil, however. December is down 20 points at $33.97. January is down 20 at $34.12. So soy oil is problematic, but the bean meal and the soybeans themselves are doing very, very well. We've seen corn and Kansas City wheat hold on to some gains through the day so far. December live cattle up 132 at 119.30. January, make that to February live cattle up 155 at 125.60. All the later months are up too. January feeders up 145 at 153.07. March feeder cattle are up 150 at 151.32. So positives there, and all the later months are up by more than a dollar when it comes to feeder cattle. December hogs up 170 at 62.35. February hogs up 165 at 68.60. So things look good all across the livestock complex. Cotton is having a big day. December cotton up 87 points at 71.77. March is up 150 at 71.64. So things look good for cotton here on Wednesday before the Thanksgiving holiday. January crude oil up 93 cents at 57.76. Feb is up 85 at 57.77. So things look good so far for crude oil here on Wednesday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and we're back on a battleground involving the sage grouse that we went through a couple of decades ago. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Federal scientists and land managers who have been crafting strategies to protect a ground-dwelling bird's habitat across the American West for nearly two decades are going back to the drawing board under a new Trump administration order to reassess existing plans condemned by ranchers, miners, and energy developers. Federal officials are wrapping up a series of public meetings ahead of a November 27 cutoff for comment on Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's order last month to consider revisions to land management amendments to the Greater Sage Grouse that were adopted under the Obama administration. Zinke says he wants to make sure the amendments don't harm local economies in 11 western states, and then to allow the states to have maximum control over the efforts within their borders. Well, conservationists say it's a thinly veiled attempt to allow more livestock grazing and drilling similar to Trump's efforts to roll back national monument designations, but on a much larger scale. And they warn it could land the hen-sized bird on the endangered species list in 2020 when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is scheduled to review its 2015 decision not to list it. Fish and Wildlife Service officials say it's revisionist history. Instead of recording public testimony, agency officials marked up easel pads with lists of criticisms, concerns, and suggestions, and about 80 participants moved between five groups, including minerals, livestock grazing, and wildlife and vegetation. Disagreement reigned over the size of protective buffer zones around grouse breeding grounds, states' roles in setting federal policy, and whether cattle or wild horses cause more habitat degradation. Back with a final word after this message.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel, with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success.
The sage-grouse battle is far from over. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
At 6 a.m., Black Friday begins, and Orchland Farm and Home has the deals you've been waiting for. Save $230 on a 5x8 trailer with gate, just $499.99, and all truck boxes and fuel tanks are 25% off. Are you a Grow member? Get $20 off your next purchase of $100 or more this Friday only. We'll be closed Thanksgiving Day and open at 6 a.m. Friday morning. These deals are good Black Friday only. Get all the best gifts for everyone on your list from your family-owned Orchland Farm and Home.
Octane and cetane numbers are the standard measure of a performance of a fuel. Understanding the differences between them will help your engines run better on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
When you pull up to the gas pump, you will have three or even more choices of fuel, each with a number that indicates the octane level. Few of us really understand what that means. Ray Bohax is Successful Farming's engine man. He says the octane number represents the fuel's ability to resist combustion through pressure and heat.
It has nothing to do with the power of gasoline. It has to do with its ability to resist combustion and wait for the arcing of the spark plug. So a higher octane fuel will resist more pressure and more heat before it auto-ignites or self-combusts. When the fuel self-combusts, the engine will talk to us, and that is commonly known as ping or knock.
If you hear the ping or knock, try using a higher number octane fuel in your tank. Cetane is the exact opposite of octane. Bohack says its number represents the fuel's eagerness to ignite through the pressure and heat created by the piston compressing the air in a diesel engine.
The higher the cetane number, the better the engine will run, and also the quieter and more efficient it will be. There are commonly available products to boost octane and cetane. Gasoline, you really don't need an octane booster because you could make that selection at the pump But with cetane on the farm, it is always a good idea to add a cetane booster to that fuel to improve the performance of your engines.
Always make sure you refuel your vehicles and machinery with the recommended type of fuel for their engines. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about cetane and octane at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Many states that grow winter wheat are experiencing some very dry conditions, and that is stressing the winter wheat crop. We get the story from Stephanie Ho.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says a growing concern in recent weeks has been dry weather in areas where winter wheat is being grown.
We've seen some problems with winter wheat emergence and establishment. One of the biggest problems is we've seen warm weather recently, which typically would promote some late season development and would be favorable. But in this case, we're seeing depletion of top soil moisture and stress on the young crops.
He points to an example.
Over the last week, we've seen sharp increases in topsoil moisture rated very short to short in states like Oklahoma and Texas as the wheat crop continues to be stressed, moving towards its dormancy period.
But he adds the temperatures are still too warm to support dormancy.
And so the crop is still trying to grow in spite of a lack of moisture and seeing increasing stress. That could lead to concerns about winter kill as we move into the winter.
This is Stephanie Ho in Washington, D.C.
In Kansas, 90% of the winter wheat crop has emerged. That compares to 95% on the five-year average. Taking a look at the condition of the winter wheat crop, in Kansas, 3% is listed as very poor, 9% poor, 32% fair, 51% good, and 5% excellent. In Oklahoma, the winter wheat crop is rated 6% poor to very poor, 57% is rated as fair, and only 35% is rated in good condition. And in Nebraska, 11% of the wheat is rated poor to very poor, 33% is rated in fair condition, 49% in good, and 7% of the Nebraska wheat crop is rated in excellent condition. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Farmers, you've been having problems with herbicide-resistant weeds in your fields? Let's move to the next generation. Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans using dicamba herbicide. Roundup Ready 2 Extends have no yield drag. Excellent yielders, durability, strong production. Give us a call at Kaufman Seeds, 1-800-634-2836 for your next clean field of soybean production.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.